Maureen Hillary. She is the Chief Nursing Officer for the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Maureen, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We had Patrick Sustridge on the radio earlier. I know this is booming times for Alive, and I received several emails on folks who wanted to know a little bit more about the Women's Health Center, and that's open too with Alive. Give us the details again, please.
Well, the Women's Health Center is called Journey, and we opened actually almost 2 weeks ago. We do mammograms with what's called direct digital technology, which is the most accurate state-of-the-art technology for women. We also do diagnostic ultrasounds and diagnostic mammograms and bone density screening. We have a registered nurse out there, and we do nurse consultations where we can sit down with women and talk about their health history and prevention and how they can live longer, happier lives.
Maureen, I had an email from a woman who wanted to know what invasive breast biopsy was and why it was so much better than the normal ways we make sure that women don't have challenges with cancer. And also, we see and we hear a lot about invasive health care. Tell us about that.
Well, the biopsy procedure that we're able to offer, and actually tomorrow is our first day, December the 6th, is called stereotactic breast biopsy. And it's a procedure that goes with a very, very tiny needle and a radiologist who's specialty trained and board certified to go in with that tiny needle and biopsy the breast in multiple areas so that if you have a suspicious area in a mammogram or an area that the lump is not well defined, this procedure we can go in without cutting the breast open and doing a surgical procedure and biopsy these multiple spots and give the woman a very definitive diagnosis of whether it's suspicious or not and exactly what the margins of the area are. That means women are not exposed to anesthesia and surgery unless they really have to.
How new is this type of procedure?
It's been around just a couple of years, and it's been in the Lansing area for probably about that long, but it hasn't been as available out in the suburbs like Charlotte. So we thought that for the women in our community, it was a very valuable service, and it does, again, offer some alternatives so that, you know, especially with something called microcalcifications, which are not a lump. They're little tiny flecks of calcium that deposit in the breast if there's a suspicious area, and they could be cancerous, but for those types of areas, you can't just go in and do surgery and cut them out. You've got to identify what they are and how diffuse they are in the breast tissue. And without stereotactic, we weren't able to do that in Charlotte. Women had to go out of town for that.
Is invasive breast biopsy safe?
Oh, very. It's very, very minimal laceration at all. There's a tiny, tiny little cut where the needle goes in, opposed to a regular breast biopsy where we had to do an incision into the breast and go in with a surgeon and take out a lump. And it only requires a local anesthetic, an injection of something like the dentist would use to take a tooth out. It's the same kind of Novocaine that they would use in the breast. So it's very safe. The woman is monitored by the radiologist, and in our case, also a nurse is in the room and a technician. So it's a procedure that they'll be able to come and have done in about an hour to an hour and a half and go on with their day without any major recovery needed. So.
All right. Today's the first day, Maureen. Or it's tomorrow, right, Maureen?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. All right. Tell us where folks can get more information about this.
Well, if they call Journey, I'd be glad to talk to them as a registered nurse and explain it. But if they ask their family physician in town here, we've been talking with the doctors about it, and they can explain the procedure to their patients. And if they have a suspicious mammogram result, it's an alternative they can request. And if the type of, you know, nodule or area in the breast is adequate for this kind of procedure, then their physician can get them scheduled with the radiologist.
Maureen Hillary is the Chief Nursing Officer for the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. Maureen, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.